wooden flutes. We can argue about which came first, the simple pipe of wood with its straight column of moving air, or the pipe's length in the inner sound heard by the human ear, a sustained singing tone that angels are said to enjoy. Pondering parts of bone flutes found in deep mountain caves, we argue about how they were first tuned, about how and by whom and in what phases of the moon they were played. But such controversy doesn't last. What does last, and this is fact, is the beauty of the flowing harmonic sound, like a stream, like the leaves of aspen, like the calls of northern loons echoing from lake to lake. What is certain is that the spirit is carried someplace very far away on the wooden flute's sound. At his death, Plato, having banished flutes once, wanted nothing but their song.